啊，我比我儿子乖多了，所以我不需要拐杖。
I behave better than my son, so I don't need a cane.
刚刚他上来已经说过了，他也特别谢谢在座所有做母亲的。
He said earlier that he particularly want to give thanks to all those who are moms here.
那我们真的是很谢谢神，在我们中间放下了这么多很好的。母亲的榜样。
We are really thankful that God has placed in our midst many moms to be our examples.
愿神纪念你们的辛劳。
May the Lord remember all your labors.
他刚才忘了请所有做母亲的站起来，我们现在请所有当母亲的都站起来。
Can we ask all the moms to stand up?
谢谢。好，请坐。
Please be seated.
我刚刚看到孩子们在这里背圣经，我心里面非常的感谢神。
I'm very thankful when I saw our young kids reciting the Bible verses.
我跟于师母在别的地方聚会的时候，有时候他问起我们的青少年。
When me and Sister Yu we were serving in some other places, they asked us about how our youth go doing here.
在我们很谦卑的承认我们还有很多成长的空间的时候。
When we confess that there's a lot of room for us to grow,
我们也常常忍不住夸夸我们中间的年轻人啊。
Sometimes we couldn't help but to boast a little bit of our young people.
像今天晚上母亲节的这个 banquet,
just like this evening we're going to have a Mother's Day banquet.
我们讲到这些青少年会当 waiter waitress 哈，当服务员。
And these youth they will be the waiter and waitress to serve us.
代位啦，倒水啦，上茶不是上菜。在旁边站着侍候我们。
To seat us, to serve us, to wait on us.
我永远可以看见他们脸上的羡慕的表情啊。
And I can forever see those moms how they admire them.
所以你们今天晚上要好好表现啊。
So this evening, do your best.
其实我们现在到很多的地方去看，就是很多的教会都面临了很多的挑战。
Indeed, when we travel around, we see many churches facing great challenges.
有一个非常普遍的挑战跟危机，痛苦出现就是家庭出问题。
One particular prevalent crisis is that there's issues within the family.
这几乎是成为今天教会软弱很关键的因素之一，不是唯一的，但是很关键的原因之一。
That becomes a major cause, not the only one, but one major one that's caused the church to become weak.
所以在我们教会里面，我们从去年开始，从母亲节到父亲节，这六七个礼拜我们定为 Family Month, 就是家庭月。
So since last year, we set aside from the Mother's Day all the way to Father's Day, we make it our Family Month.
我们有不同的弟兄姊妹从不同的角度来讲这个重要的题目。
We will have various brothers and sisters from various angles to talk about this topic.
我希望大家没有一个人觉得这个月跟你是没关的。
I hope that none of you consider this month these topics has nothing to do with you.
例如说今天是母亲节，你千万不要以为你不是当妈的，这个信息跟你没关。
For example, today is the Mother's Day. Don't think that the message will have nothing to do with me because I'm not a
mom. 等你听完，你就知道决定跟你有关。
After you hear our sermon, you will understand that it has much to do with you.
今天我们在这个属灵的家庭里面。
In our spiritual home here.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的是像一个大家庭。
Brother and sister, we are just like one big family.
我们彼此需要的。
We need one another.
而且我们中间可能很多人你自己从来没有当过肉身的妈哈。
Maybe some of you have never been a mom.
但是你却发现主耶稣怎么样子来定义属灵的母亲。
But how Jesus has appointed the spiritual moms?
我想我们看一下那个纲要的 B。
Maybe let's look at the outline in the bullet item B.
那个小点，主耶稣的提醒，路加福音八章二十节。
There's this reminder from Jesus. It's found in Luke 8:21.
我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
耶稣回答说：“听了神之道而遵行的人，就是我的母亲、我的弟兄了。”你发现连耶稣都这么谦卑哈，他承认任何人只要遵行主的道。听见了主的道就遵行了，他说就是我的母亲， 就是我的兄弟姐妹了。
You find how Jesus, in his great humility, he said, "Whoever does the will of his Father, keep his word, I consider them my mother and my brothers."
所以，我们今天虽然在地上好像是一个母亲节，但是我们不是在外面来庆祝这个节日。
So today, even though it's a Mother's Day, we are not just to celebrate outwardly.
我们的信息也不是只关乎肉身的母亲而已。
And our message is not just for those who are our mom physically.
我希望听完这个信息，在神家里面有更多属灵的母亲出现。
But I hope that after this message, there will be many more spiritual mothers being raised up in this big family.
连弟兄都可以是属灵母亲了。
Even brothers, you can be spiritual mom to some.
等一下，我们会讲到那个最有大丈夫的气概的保罗，他都是属灵的母亲。
Later we will talk about Paul. Even Paul, he's like a great man. He is.He considered himself a spiritual mom.
等一下，我们也会讲到主耶稣肉身的母亲玛利亚。
And we will also talk about Jesus's mom on earth, Mary.
在路加福音十一章二十八节、二十七、二十八节，有一个女人高声的喊。
In Luke chapter 11, there's a woman crying out.
当她听到耶稣在那里讲道的时候，她非常感动，她就大声的喊。
When he heard Jesus, Sherry preaching the message.She cried out with a loud voice.
怀你胎养育你的这个女人是有福的。
And she said that blessed is she who bare you and nursed you.
你们在座当妈的羡不羡慕当主耶稣的妈？
And how moms here, do you admire to be Jesus' mom?
于师母马上摇头。
Some are you?
代价太大，真的是代价太大。
It costs a lot.
但是那个女人就很羡慕，她说怀你胎养育你的人是有福的。
But that woman, she cried out. She said, "Oh, I admire that woman who bare you and nursed you."
所以你看这个天主教把玛利亚称为圣母。
You see how the Catholic Church called Mary the Holy Mom.
连天使这个都说她是蒙大恩的女子，她的确是蒙大恩。
And the angels proclaim that she is greatly blessed.
她能够成为耶稣的母亲呢，是不得了的一件事情。
To become the mom, Jesus' mother on earth.
但是你看看耶稣怎么讲。
But what did Jesus say?
我们看二十八节，我们一起来读哈。
Let's read it in 28.
耶稣说是的，但是却还不如怎么样听神之道而遵守的人有福。好，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天主耶稣不光告诉我们当属灵的母亲的那个条件，那个定义就是听见神的道就遵守的人。
So Jesus here gave us the definition to be a spiritual mom are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
而且他甚至的告诉我们，我们如果遵守神的道，听见神的道又遵守的，我们比肉身的母亲还要有福。
And more than that, if we keep the word of God, we are more blessed than those who are just a spiritual mother.
所以我希望我们在座不光是肉身当妈的人。
So I hope that those who are here, not only the moms.
能够从这些信息的里面受到提醒和鼓励。
From these verses, you are encouraged.
特别在属灵上。
But spiritually speaking,
我相信很多人都是当妈的，我们都从很多人可能从我们的服事里面得到的生命。
I believe that many of us are spiritual moms to others, that we receive life in our service.
那母亲是生命的孕育者，她怀孕，她生下孩子，她把生命给她。
And mother is the bearer.Of life and a nurturer of life.
然后他花这么多的时间培养这个生命，让他成长。
And she spent a great deal of time to nurture that life.
所以当我们讲到属灵母亲的时候，她就是在属灵上能够把生命给人，能够培养人长大的。
So when we talk about spiritual mother, we're talking about those who can nurture others to help them to grow spiritually.
所以不管你是不是肉身上当过妈。
So whether you're a mom physically or not.
我希望我们都能够照着主的话，我们羡慕做一个属灵的母亲。
But according to the word of God, we should all admire to become spiritual mothers.
而这样子的人，甚至比主耶稣肉身的母亲玛利亚，主说比她还要有福。
And Jesus said, "These people, they are more blessed."
刚才上面有六个小孩子在这里背圣经。
Earlier, there are six young people reciting the verses.
你们这六个人有没有任何人要回答我一个问题？
You need to ask, answer me one question.
刚才看你看最久的是谁？
Who are those sitting? They just stare at you. Who are those?
有没有任何人要举手？
Young people, do you know?
绝对是你爸爸妈妈。
Of course, your mom and your dad.
你们一开始背的时候，我就翻开来圣经看你们背的对不对哈。
As soon as you started reciting, I turned my Bible to see whether to check whether you made any mistakes or not.
然后我就享受主的话。
And then I enjoyed the word of God there.
然后突然想到，我拔下眼睛看看你们。
And then suddenly I realized, oh, actually I should look at you too.
然后我又再看圣经。
And then I go back to my Bible.
然后我一回头，我决定相信你爸爸妈妈眼睛都看着你们。
But I believe your mom and dad.They will give their full attention.
因为他整个的心就是在你的身上。
Because their hearts are all centered around you.
所以今天早上我们要来讲母亲。
This morning we want to talk about mothers.
她是一个燃烧自己、点燃别人的一个最好的榜样。
Mothers are the role model who burn themselves in order to ignite others.
我在说这个信息不是只为着肉身的母亲。
Let me repeat. This is not just for those mom in your flesh.
我也希望。肉身当了妈的，你也不要把眼睛只放在你肉身的孩子身上。
And I pray that those who are moms here don't just focus on their, I'm the mom to my kids.
要让神把我们的度量扩大。
But may the Lord enlarge our capacity.
这是神的家。
This is the house of God.
连耶稣都说那些听见神的道又遵行的，就是我的母亲，就是我的兄弟姐妹。
Even Jesus said that those who hear the word of God and keep it, they are my mother and my brothers and sisters.
首先我们要来看好我们每一个人都有自己神所量定的角色
First we want to look at that Each one of us we have the God appointed role in our lives
而这个角色是神给我们特别的恩典也是神给我们特别的托付和使命
That unique role God has given us special grace and special mission
你看爸爸妈妈丈夫妻子孩子兄弟姐妹女儿儿子就是这么多的角色里面有一些我们有一些我们没有对不对
So we have the father and mother We have husband and wife We have siblings You know we all play some roles in those categories
像我就捞不到当哥哥但是我有一大堆的哥哥我有五个
So for myself I have no privilege to become older brothers Because I'm the youngest one But I have many brothers
所以我没有弟弟没有妹妹所以我喜欢管别人
So I don't have younger sister, younger brother That's one of the reasons I like to rule over some of you
有的人虽然虽然我们可能没有机会当爸爸没有机会当妈妈但是我们都是儿女对不对
So maybe some of us we don't have the privilege to become moms and dads But we are all children, right, to somebody
但是你当儿女你也说哎呀，那我是儿子我就不可能当女儿了、啊、
And even as children, if you are a son, then you cannot be a daughter
你都不知道于叔母多羡慕有个女儿
You may not know that Sister Nancy, she longed to have a daughter
不是说两个儿子不好
It doesn't mean that having two sons is not good enough.
但是儿子就是麻烦，不光一岁会摔倒，连快三十岁了都还会摔倒。
But boys brings us a lot of trouble. Not only that they fall at when they were 1 year old, but they fall again when they are 30.
不要说三十岁会摔倒，我哥哥快七十岁了，突然心脏不好，头昏也摔倒了。我妈妈九十岁了还在担心他。
Not only a 30-year-old can fall, that my older brother, who is 70 now, he also fell one time because of heart attack. And my mom, you know, just keep worrying him.
每一个角色都很特别。
Every role is unique.
每一个角色都很重要
And every role is important.
每一个角色都能够让我们在人生的体验上成熟上都有它特别一份的贡献
And every role have that contribution to our growth, our maturity.
但是很多的时候我们忽略了某些的角色偏重某一些的角色
Oftentimes we just focus on one role and forget the other.
你看看你现在花的时间力量最多的在什么事情上
Look at yourself. What area you spend the most time in your life?
我相信在座很多在职的人你花的时间最多的就是你是公司的职员
I believe many of you who are working now, you probably spend the most of your time at workplace.
这个也是我们的角色
Yes, that is one of our roles.
但是你会发现我们花了这么多的时间在这些事情上
But then you realize you spend most of your time on the in your workplace.
所以以前我曾经介绍同工们看一本书 First Thing First.
And before I used to recommend this book to our coworkers, First Thing First.
那个 Stephen Covey 写的，他在那里讲出他平常做他的 scheduling，做他平常的计划的时候
，written by Stephen Copeland, and then he mentioned that when he make plans,
我们会把拿出来做全年的计划，做季度的计划，做每个月的计划，做每个礼拜的计划，做每一天的计划。
And when we lay in front of us all the tasks we need to do for this year, so we may have the yearly plan, quarterly plan, or even daily plan.
我们都是根据 event 有什么事情这个时候是谁的 birthday， 这个时候教会要有退休会，这个时候我们要去度假，我们根据事情做 planning.
A lot of time we started out with all the events that's happening. For example, the church retreat, this guy is getting married, and so forth.
所以你在这个文具店里面可以买到很多这种 weekly, monthly 的 planning 的这种文具。
So you can buy a lot of things relating to making schedule and making plans.
但是他做 scheduling, 他做 planning 的时候，他是根据你的角色。
But this man who wrote this book, he said when he makes scheduling, it's according to his role.
他要我们自己去想我们现在目前 最重要的角色有哪些。
He encouraged us to think what is the most important role we have in life at this moment.
你可能是当父亲。
Maybe you are a father.
在公司里面。
In your workplace.
你可能当工程师。
Maybe you are an engineer.
你在家里面除了当父亲你一定就是当丈夫。
And at home, other than being a father, you are also a husband.
你在教会里面你可能是一个小组长或是你是招待组的同工 whatever.
And at church, you may be a small group leader or an co-worker in the usher's group.
我们跟神之间的关系我们是他的儿女。
And our relationship with God, we are a son of our heavenly father.
他说你要根据你的每一个角色在你每个礼拜做计划的时候你都要留下一段的时间或是留出特别的时间为着这个角色。
So every week you should set aside a time to re-examine all these roles you play.
因为这样是帮助我们，我们不会过分注重某一个角色而忽略了其他的角色。
That will help us not to just put our all effort in one role and ignore the other.
所以 focus on the family, 他说我们现在的父母亲跟孩子之间的 family time, 每一天是多少？
So focus on the family. They did a survey. Do you know how much time the parents spend with their children each day?
这是我很久以前看的，我已经记不得了。
I read this article a long time ago. I couldn't remember exactly.
只有几十秒而已。
But the statistics says it's about a few tens of seconds.
所以我们在很多的角色上，我们是极其的忽略。
So we highly ignored. We have ignored a lot of important roles we play.
而在这些的角色里面
，And in these roles we play，
这是神给我们特别的恩典。
God has given us special grace，
让我们享受他们所带给我们的祝福，所帮助我们的成长。
So we can enjoy the blessings and growth from their help.
你不要想那个小 baby 不能给爸爸妈妈带来祝福，对不对
？Don't think that a little baby cannot bless his or her mom.
很多人在工作里面累得一塌糊涂，受伤很重，回到家看到孩子，整个心喜了起来。
There are many moms and dads, you know, they were extremely exhausted at work. When they came home, as soon as they see their baby, their whole heart was ignited. It was enlightened.
神为什么为我们预备配偶？造一个配偶来帮助他
Why God appointed somebody to be our spouse？
是让我们能够把祝福能够带给他的。
So that we can bring blessing to the other。
所以每一个角色，这是神特别的恩典，就是我们要从他身上得祝福。
So that is a special grace from God. So we can receive blessings from the people around us。
当我们有父亲的时候，我们从父亲的身上得到特别属乎父亲的祝福。
When we have our earthly father, we receive blessings specifically to that role of being a children.
当我们有机会成为父母的时候，我们有机会能够从孩子的身上得到祝福。
And when we become parents, God has given us grace that we can receive blessings from our children.
我有五个哥哥，我可以从五个不同的性格、不同的角度来经历哥哥给我的帮助和祝福。
I have five brothers, and from various aspects, I can receive the blessings from them, each one of them.
那另外一方面，这也是神给我们的托付和使命。
And on the other hand, this is also the mission God has entrusted us.
要叫我们成为对方的祝福
，such that we can become blessings to them.
能够 make me a blessing， 让我成为祝福。
That God can make me a blessing.
我记得两三年前，傅立德老师在我们中间开课的时候
，I remember two or three years ago, Brother Fu was having a class in our midst.
他也引用了一些有名的学者他们做的结论。
He quoted some famous scholars and came to this conclusion that they draw.
他们说 今天绝大多数的这种 physical 的问题，肉身疾病生病的问题都跟我们的心理发生关系。
And they claim that the most physical problems, issues we face has much to do with our mental state.
因为我们心灵出了问题。
Because there's something wrong going on with our heart.
而心灵出问题，不管是沮丧、是痛苦、恐惧、受伤，差不多都是从人际关系来的。
Whether it's our depression, some hurt, and it mostly comes from the bad interpersonal relationship.
所以你看见了没有？当神在他主宰的权柄里面为我们定了一些角色和关系。
When you see God in His sovereignty appointed each one of us a special role.
他的意念是叫我们能够从他们的角色上让我得到祝福，帮助我成长。
In God's mind, He intended that all those people around us they would become help to us.
但神的神的意思也是要我在这个角色上成为他们的祝福。
It's also God's design that we shall become blessings to them.
但是你就发现今天多少的人际关系被仇敌破坏无疑。
But you see how much the enemy has destroyed the relationships.
他的破坏可以借着外面的，也借着我们人心的私欲，我们的自私，在这里破坏这些关系。
And not only through the outward things, but also within our selfishness, our lust, that also brings great damage to the
外面我们都很能够明白，外面充满了试探。
We can see when we speak of outwardly, there are temptations everywhere.
多少的孩子上了大学以后堕落了，因为太多的诱惑。
How many kids when they go to college they fall because there's so many temptations.
而这些的堕落，这些的东西都带来的伤害，带来的痛苦。
And those fall brings great damage, bring hurts.
我礼拜四陪于师母到 Stanford 去。做检查的时候
，And this Thursday when I accompany Sister Nancy to Stanford to have some exam，
我在那边等她的时候，看到当天的这个 San Francisco Chronicle 啊，这个报纸，我已经很少有机会看报纸了。
While I was waiting that I grabbed this San Francisco Chronicle, I haven't read newspaper for a long, long time。
我就很快的翻一翻
，I quickly just read it through, skim it through。
我大概翻到第五页的时候，突然有一个很大的标题，好，在这个最 top。
And then when I turn to the page 5, there's a great, a big title there.
它是 China, 然后两点 ,Smartphone driving families apart. 就是这个 智能手机把家庭给拆散。
So the title says, Smartphone drives family apart.
好，弟兄姊妹，这是一个大标题。
That is the title there.
他里面特别讲，他说这个手机的出现是全面性的影响所有的人，但是对中国特别严重。
And then, it says how the smartphone has influence, has changed, and has impacted the relationships. This is particularly true in China today.
他说在中国大概有五亿个 smartphone.
And in China, there's about 500 million.Smartphones.
有五亿个 smartphone.
500 million.
他们做了一万多个人的调查。
And they did a survey among the 10,000 people.
47%的人承认 smartphone 这个智能手机破坏了他们该有的人际关系。
And 47 admitted that this smartphone has destroyed their relationship with others.
2/3的人会把 smartphone 带到床上。
2/3 of them will bring smartphone to their bedside.
我们家早就已经 banned 了，不准带 iPhone、iPad 上床。
In our family, we long ago we had a ban that nobody should bring smartphone to the bedside.
他说有一半的人以上连灯关了都还在看。
And then the survey also said that half of them that even though they turn off the night light, they still are using their smartphone.
然后有1/3以上的父母亲用 smartphone 来让孩子安静。
And 1/3 of parents.They use smartphone as a mean to calm their children.
你知道吗？孩子们也需要跟我们在一起，但是我们却用 smartphone 安静他。
Do you not know that your children need you to spend time with them, but you think you can just leave them alone with smartphone?
他特别一开始就说到，你在餐馆里面可以看到很多 couple 在那边吃饭，但是各看各的手机。
And then they said that, well, you just go to the restaurant, you can see lots of couple, you know, they're eating there, but they just hold their smartphone and doing things there.
不光 couple 了，朋友都是一样。 一样的。你们有没有看过？有没有看过？
And even friends, I think you
一大堆啊。
Do you not see them?
那弟兄姊妹，仇敌用各样的方法在这里破坏人跟人之间该有在爱中直接的接触和关系。
You see how the enemy has destroyed the relationship through these means.Has set us apart using these smartphones.
所以我们要求神帮助我们。
We need to ask God to help us.
盗贼来偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
The thief came to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
他破坏孩子跟父母，孩子要以父母为敌，父母要把孩子交关，哦，这是中间的冲突。
And then the enemy came to destroy the relationships between the children and the parents.They want the children to be in enmity with their parents.
多少夫妻之间的关系被破坏？
And you see also how many husband and wives their relationship got destroyed.
那个不是偶尔谈谈的，那是真的很可怕的事情。
It's not just oh you can talk it through casually. It's a very damaging.
兄弟姐妹中间也出问题。
And even between your siblings.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣来，他是要叫我们得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
But Jesus, He came that we may have life and have it more abundantly.
所以我相信，绝对有弟兄姊妹会说，我的关系不正常，不能都怪我。
I believe many of you will excuse yourself, says, "Well, I have that relationship, but it's not all my fault."
这是我们真的可以了解的。
I can understand that.
对不对？你在报纸上看到有多少的孩子有家庭暴力，夫妻之间有 sex abuse， 有很多的问题。
And you found the newspaper, you see so many domestic violence, sex abuse, many issues there.
啊，甚至连父母亲对孩子都有 sex abuse， 性侵犯，这都是很可怕的事情。
Even some among their own happened in their own family, the dad toward their his own daughter. That's very terrible.
但是你跟所有的人类相比的话，有这样子特殊、悲惨、不幸的遭遇的人，还是少数。
But at this moment, you know, I believe these are still minorities. Those special conditions.
绝大部分关系的破坏，有外在的诱惑和试探，也有我们自己的自私、私欲所造成的。
Many relationship issues.Have much to do with not just the outward temptation, but also inwardly our selfishness, our lusts.
所以我们求主帮助我们，今天先不管别人怎么对我。
So may the Lord help us today that we don't bother to say, "Hey, it's their fault."
就像主耶稣对彼得说的，那个人将来如何，跟你何干？你起来跟随我。
Just like Jesus said to Peter, that what does he have to do with you? You just come and follow me.
你有一个不好的爸爸，不好的妈妈，主耶稣可以了解，但是主更在乎你怎么做好一个孩子。
Yes, you may not have a perfect mom and dad, but what Jesus is asking is whether you can be a good kid or not.
你可能有一个很不顺服的妻子，或是一个很暴力的丈夫，的确是很容易、很能够引起别人的同情，主也了解，但是主更在乎我们怎么办好自己的角色。
You may have a very bossy wife or a very violent husband, but Yes, it's hard, but what Jesus is asking is, can you still be a good spouse?
我们求主帮助我们每一个人哈。
May the Lord help each one of us.
就是在我们人生最重要的角色上。
In the most important roles we are assigned in life.
不管我们能不能得到祝福。
Whether we can receive blessings from others or not.
但是让我这个人。
But me.
能够成为对方的祝福。
I want to become a blessing.
不管在什么时候。
Whatever, whenever.
不管在什么地方。
Whatever circumstances.
不管在怎样的处境里面。
And then wherever.
让我这个人成为对方的祝福。
Let me be a blessing.
孩子成为父母的安慰和喜乐。
Children, you can become a comfort and joy of your parents.
父母成为孩子的榜样和保护和一切的祝福的来源。
And parents, you can become their protection and the source of blessings to your children.
啊，底下我们讲到母亲一个特别。一个应当受到特别爱戴和敬重的角色。
Let's talk about mother. This is a role deserves special admiration and respect.
我在说，这个不是只是今天因为是母亲节。
Let me repeat. This is not just because it's Mother's Day, so we talk about this.
我们也不是只是为了肉身的母亲。
And it's not only talk about our mother, those who are mothers physically.
因为所有的原则都是生命里面的原则。
Because all the principles we find in the Bible are the life.
都可以应用在神的家中的。
And it all applies to the house of God.
第一个，母亲对着儿女来说，她是他们生命最重要的孕育者。
So to children, mom are the most important bearer of life and nurturers of life.
从怀胎九个月生孩子到孩子养大。
Since pregnancy, delivery, until you raise your children up.
我相信这个过程在座所有的母亲都可以体会的。
I believe many moms here, you can sympathize the whole tough process.
多少的代价，多少的眼泪，多少的辛苦，多少的伤害。
How much sacrifice, tears, hurt?
那我也希望年轻的孩子们，我们不是在母亲节的时候特别来谢谢妈妈而已。
I hope young people here, you're not just being thankful to your mom on today, this Mother's Day.
有一个方法，或许你能够体会一点妈妈的辛苦。
This one way may help you to understand how much sacrifice your mom has paid.
就是你愿不愿意跟你的妈妈的角色互换
？Which is, are you willing to exchange roles with your mom?
有没有人愿意
？Anyone wants to do that？
你说我只喜欢换妈妈，可以我来管妈妈，其他都不要换。
you may say, well, okay, I take that challenge, but I only want to do one part, which is I can rule over my mom.
以前有个 teenager， 我不晓得，大概是个女孩子，跟她妈妈吵架。
There was this teenager. She had a fight with her mom.
心里面很不服气，她妈妈这样子的管她。
she was quite depressed that the way her mom rule over her.
我想这是很 common。的一件事情常常发生在家庭里面的。
I think many families have the same issues often.
结果她那天很生气，她就跑出去了。
So she was so mad that she ran out.
她出去以后，在外面荡啊荡啊荡了很久。
As she wandering around outside.
心里面很伤心。
She was quite hurt.
觉得妈妈为什么这样管我？妈妈为什么这样骂我？她不合理。
She was very sad, thinking, "Why? How come? How can my mom discipline me this way? It's unreasonable."
天慢慢黑了。
As it's getting dark.
然后越来越冷。
It's getting cold.
因为她生气跑出来也没穿 jacket.
Because she ran out in her anger, so she didn't grab her jacket.
中饭没吃，晚饭没吃，饿得不得了，又冷又饿。
She didn't have lunch, didn't have dinner. She was cold and hungry.
当她经过旁边一个路摊，在那里卖面
And finally, there's a street vendor selling noodles.
哇，热喷喷的牛肉面，哇，她心里面好想吃。
That beef noodle, which smells good.
又冷又饿。
And she was very hungry and cold.
加一点什么妈妈酱哈，那更好吃。
And then added some sauce. Wow, the special sauce make it even.
她就站在那边看，就很羡慕。没想到那个老板把她叫去了。
And she was standing there looking, and then without knowing that the owner caught her.
她说你想吃碗面是吧
？And then said to her, you want a noodle, don't you?
她说是啊。
She said that yes.
她说但是我没有钱。
But I don't have money.
没关系，你进来，我给你吃。
The owner said, "It's okay. Come in. I'll give you a bowl."
那个老板娘还把衣服借她穿，好看你那么冷。
And that kind owner even gave her some clothes.
哇，这个这个 teenage 女孩子感动的眼睛带着眼泪。
And this teenage girl, she was so touched and she was weeping.
她说：“你为什么对我这么好？我根本不认识你，你为什么对我这么好
？”And she said to the owner, "How come you're so kind to me? I don't even know you."
老板娘告诉他
，And the owner said，
我今天不过只给你一碗面吃。
Said that today I am only offering you a cup of noodle。
你就感动成这个样子，再三的谢我。
Then that touched your heart so much that caused you to give thanks to me。
你现在几岁了
？How old are you now？
你过去十六年，妈妈给你做了多少的饭，你谢过她吗？
In the past 16 years, how many noodles your mom has made for you? Have you ever once give thanks to her?
这是这个世代人的问题，尤其是年轻人的问题。
This is the issue of this generation among our young people.
相信我，年轻人，将来这个问题，你们的 next generation 会更严重。
Believe me, young people here, in your generation, your next generation will be even worse.
就是我们把所有的东西、所有的恩典、所有的恩惠 take it for granted， 认为理所当然。
That is, we take it for granted all the grace, all the blessings.
我们不仅仅不懂得感恩，而且我们常常用埋怨相对。
Not only we're ungrateful, but often we complain.
不光是发生在你们身上，大人一样。
Not only among you, young people, even adults, we have the same issue.
我只是说这个问题会越来越严重。
What I'm trying to say is it will get worse and worse.
我相信将来你们回头看比你们年轻的 弟弟妹妹或是你们自己将来生孩子都是这个样子。
I believe, you know, when you look at your younger siblings or when you have your own children, you will be able to prove what I said.
We take everything for granted.
People just take everything for granted.
我们就是认为我本来就是可以得到这个。
And you consider, yeah, I deserve them.
妈妈，你本来就是应该早上起来为我做早饭的。
Of course, mom, you have to make breakfast for me.
我肚子饿的冰箱就是应该有东西，没有东西我就生气啊。
Of course, when I'm hungry, there are supposed to be food ready for me. If
there is none, then it's your fault. 我们凭什么生气？
Then you get mad.
对不对？所有的东西都是恩典。
We have right to be mad, isn't it?
今天在神家也是一样。
In the house of God.
我们小组长带查经带不好，我们就生他气。
When our group, small group leaders, they didn't do good enough job, then you complain.
Worship team 唱不好，唱错了，我们就生他们气。
And worship team, when they miss some notes, then you are angry with them.
弟兄姊妹，我们要学习感恩。
Brothers and sisters, let's learn to be grateful.
我们学习在爱中里面，我们不光要求，我们也学习付出。
That in love, not only we receive blessings, but we learn to give.
所以我希望今天会后所有当孩子的都要去特别谢谢妈妈们， 爸爸妈妈。
I do pray that after our sermon today, all of you who are children, you ought to give thanks to your mom.
万一爸爸节不是我讲的话，所以你们要学习谢谢爸爸妈妈。
You need to learn.To appreciate your parents.
保罗特别在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章也说到，我们要特别敬重那些在主里面为我们劳苦，警戒我们的人。
And in 1 Thessalonians 5, Paul says that we need to show a great respect to those who labor, who teach us.
他说要用爱心格外的。
And Paul said that
来敬重他们。
We should pay extraordinary respect to them.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们没有一个人可以把我们得到的恩惠当作理所当然。
So, brothers and sisters, none of us can take the blessings we receive for granted.
而且我也希望这个感恩不是只有今天。
And I hope that gratitude doesn't happen just today.
如果你愿意做每个礼拜的 scheduling, 把你这个角色放在你的 schedule 里面。
If you are doing your scheduling for for the whole week, make that.Effort to set aside the time to do play that role.
每天花一点时间 quality time, 五分钟十分钟去跟你的 parents 聊聊天，分享你们在学校的情形，分享在公司的情形，说一点感恩的话。
Every day, set aside five to ten minutes. You know, spend some time with your parents.Share with them what's going on at school, and parents share with your children what's going on at work.
你们是不能够想象这么几句感恩的话能够给父母带来的安慰是何等的大。
You don't know how much comfort you can bring to your parents when you take initiative to communicate with them.
真的，做孩子们的，年轻的孩子们，算我求求你们。
So young people here, allow me to plead with you.
其实常常对自己父母亲表达感谢。
Learn to show respect, thankfulness to your parents.
真的是不容易。
It's not easy.
真的是不容易。
It's not that easy.
不要等到有一天自己当父母了。
Don't wait until one day you become also a mom or dad.
我们才能体会。
Then you realize.
你那个时候体会的时候已经没有那么多的机会可以来表达，因为你自己忙不完这事情。
Till then, you don't have that many opportunities to show gratitude anymore to your parents.
第二个，对丈夫来说，妻子其实是我们最重要的 azir 哈，一个 typo 应该是 e 不是 a。
And to the husbands, moms or wives are the most important azir in our lives.
我们知道 azir 就是神要造一个配偶帮助他。圣经出现22次，18次是用在神对人的帮助。
And then, Bible used the term azir, talking about a helper to Adam or to the husbands.
所以圣经上所讲的帮手不是在旁边小跟班的一个小助手，他是。
So Bible talks about the helper. It doesn't just speak someone just tag along with you and do some chores.
它是我们太重要不可缺的一个帮助。
But the helper speaks of the most important, indispensable help that God has appointed to us.
我希望丈夫能够从心里面能够这样子体会妻子对我们的重要。
I hope husbands, you can understand how important your wife is to you.
妻子的幸福快乐也是全家幸福快乐的关键。
Whether your wife is happy or not, then your family will be happy or not.
你的姊妹不快乐不喜乐，我们全家都糟糕的。
When your wives are not happy, your whole family will be in misery.
你发现一个爸爸如果没有尽责，妈妈好，孩子还是可以很快乐。
You discover often that if a dad being irresponsible, but they have a great mom, that family still can sustain itself.
但是一个爸爸好，如果妈妈不好的话，全家还是很痛苦的。
But if a dad is doing his job, but not the mom, then the whole family is in misery.
这是神给他们特别的受造，他们就是有本事影响全家。
Because somehow God appointed mom that great power to influence the whole atmosphere in the family.
所以有人说，男人 build a house, 女人 make it home, 对不对？男人是盖房子，女人是把它变成一个家。
That's why some said that the man build a house, but the women make it home.
孩子们不是只需要一个 place, 一个 house 去住，他需要一个家。
Children, they don't just need a place, a physical building to live, but what they need is a home.
啊、你如果觉得你的妻子不是这个样子，那也是我们的责任，让她变成不是这个样子。
So some husband, you think, well, that's not my wife. She's not that great. But it's your responsibility to help her to become one.
你去多夸夸她，台湾话去多婆婆她。
So learn to praise her.
感谢她，就让她这个功能，让她这个角色就越来越发挥的。
Admire her, help her.That her function, she will function even better gradually.
你们都知道我妈妈形容我爸爸，对不对？
You know how my mom described my dad?
我昨天想到她的时候，她已经走了八个月，还蛮想念她，常常想念她。
Last night I was thinking about her. She already passed away for 8 months. I still miss her.
Thinking about him, 我爸爸。
Oh my.
这个我妈夸我爸爸是茶壶少了个把手。
And then the way my mom praised my dad was it's like the kettle without the handle.
Joshua, do you know what that means?
Joshua, do you know what that means?
就只剩下那张嘴。
So what's left for the kettle is that mouth.
这是我妈形容我爸爸。
That's how my mom described my dad.
你知道我们从小怕我爸爸，他非常严格。
You know, since young, we all fear him because he was very strict.
可是他对我妈充满了甜言蜜语。
But he was so sweet, always so sweet to my mom.
他到了90岁，他都夸她漂亮。
Even till 90 years old, he still praised my mom's beauty.
弟兄姊妹，姊妹们需要被 recognize， 他们在家里面那么多我们不知道的时候，他们牺牲自己啊。
The sisters, they deserve recognition, and they need.
我也真的是越来越体会于师母对我的帮助不可少。
And more and more I understand Sister Nancy the help she has offered me.
不光是我需要她，我真的很珍惜，我太需要她。
Not only that I realize I need her, but I cherish her.
没有她就没有今天我这个样子。
Without her, there's no bother you today.
如果你觉得我讲到有什么不好，干嘛会后请找她。
If you think I did a terrible job in my preaching, it's also her fault.
你看我这个当爸的很谦卑，好跟我儿子有样学样。
See how I pick up that from my son Aaron.
第三个对教会。
And also to the church.
今天到各地去，你都发现最需要的一件事情，就是为神家培养合用的器皿。
When you travel around churches, you discover the most need among most churches are to raise up.The godly offspring.
这个世代太艰难了，真的太艰难了。
This is a difficult time.
你看到各地都混乱、难处、挑战。
You see chaos. You see challenges everywhere.
多少的人际关系被破坏，多少人有 depression。这个，我不晓得这个报告准不准确。他居然说，在台湾，50岁以上的有40%几的人吃 depression 的药。
You see everywhere the relationship got damaged and then people suffer depression. I don't know how accurate that statistic is. I just read about in Taiwan those who are 50 years and old, there are 40% among them have suffered depression.
这个忧郁症、沮丧症，我来美国的时候，他连听都没听过，是1980年还是九几年才被美国国家定为一个纪念日，要来教育人 depression 这件事情。
When I came to U.S. in the 80s, there's no such thing as depression. That's only sometime later that the U.S. government they appointed that day, say, hey, you need to know there is such thing as depression.
神家需要有人来培养器皿啊。
So the house of God needs vessels, needs people to raise up the vessels for God.
我们读《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第二章六到八节。
Shall we read 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 6 to 8?
在我们的纲要上，他保罗说：“我们虽然可以叫人尊重，却没有向你们或别人求荣耀，只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。”我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因为你们是我们所疼爱的。
Nor did we seek glory from men, neither from you or from others, but we were gentle among you, just as a nursing mother cherishes her own children. So, affectionately longing for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you had become dear to us.
在这里我们看见一个属灵的母亲，她根本就是完全以爱为出发。
You see a spiritual mom here, all out of love.
她爱到一个地步，连自己的性命都愿意给出来。
To the point that he was willing to give up his own life.
她不求人的回报，她不求人的尊重，她不求自己的荣耀。
He asked for no reward, no praises. He expects nothing, no glory from men.
她就是要帮助她所爱、所服侍的这个属灵的下一代、年轻的一代，能够认识福音，能够在神的面前能够蒙到祝福。
What saturate or occupy his mind is how he can in the house of God, to raise up spiritual children for God.
增加对方属灵的价值，扩大对方蒙福的度量。
To add to others their spiritual value and to enlarge their spiritual the capacity to be blessed.
母亲，生命的赐予者，生命的培育者。
Mother is the bearer of life and the nurturer of life.
肉身是这样，属灵也是这样。
Physically, it is so, also spiritually.
所以我们不光要懂得去谢谢那些在属灵上帮助我们成长的人。
So we also have to give thanks to those who help us spiritually.
我们更要羡慕，也立志自己作为一个生命的给予者。
And we also need to long for becoming one.One day.
我希望神家有更多的器皿兴起来，能够帮助刚得救的我们年轻的下一代，初信的、新来的，也帮助他们在这里在爱中成长。
I hope there will be more brothers and sisters who had the calling to help raise the next generation, to help those who are newly believed, to help the gospel friends.
最后我们讲到圣经中的见解和榜样。
Finally, let's look at some admissions examples in the Bible.
我们既然讲到每一个角色都很重要。
So when we talk about each role is important.
每一个角色都很特别。
Every role is unique.
所以在每一个角色上我们都要花时间来成长。
So in every role we ought to grow.
不要光只是从痛苦、失望或是错误的里面学经验，我们希望在主动上学。
Don't just learn the lessons from your mistakes, and we want to take initiative, be active in learning.
人生很有限的。
You know, our life is fleeting.
很多的角色一下子就过去了。
Many roles they exist today, and very soon it's gone.
你看我最亲爱的爸爸妈妈，两年内先后被主接去，我没有机会再当儿女了。
You see, my dear parents, they were taken, they passed away in the past 2 years. I no longer have chance to be a son.
孩子放在我们的旁边，也不过就是十七八年，他们出去了。
And our children, they are with us for maybe 17, 18 years, then they left.
有一次我跟于师母在一个国家，我不要讲哪里了，在那里服侍。
One time, me and Sister Nancy we were serving in this particular country.
在一个东欧的国家，有人会后跑来请我们为他祷告。
In Eastern Europe, and after our meeting, one came to me asking me to pray for them.
他因为非法移民刚刚从监狱放出来。
And because of he is an illegal immigrant, so he just got out of jail.
他希望我为他祷告，能够让他平安的再到巴黎去找个工作。
And he asked me to pray for him such that he can go to Paris to find another job.
我多问了他一点的问题，才知道他们在中国把他们独生的儿子留在中国。
And then I talked to him some more. I realized that he has his only son who whom they have left in China.
他们离开之前，孩子都是非常乖巧，非常成绩也很好，个性都非常健全的一个孩子。
Before they left China, that little boy was a very well educated and excel in everything.
他们离开了两三年以后，这个孩子整个个性变了，变得关闭自己 ，depressed， 然后成绩一落千丈。
But since they left, within 2-3 years, that boy was totally changed.
我听完以后，我就跟他讲。
And then was in such a misery condition. So after I heard his sharing, I told him.
我说弟兄，如果你愿意的话。
I said, brother.If you're willing,
我不会为你去巴黎祷告，我会为你回中国祷告。
I won't pray for you to go to Paris to find a better job. I will pray for you that you can go back to China.
我求主给你力量，你回去。
I ask God to give you that strength, willing to go back.
我们一讲完，那个妈妈在旁边泪如雨下。
And after we share with them, then the mom just started weeping.
弟兄姊妹，不要再浪费我们自己的角色，要长进。
Brother and sister, don't waste the opportunity God has given you to play your role.
要尽自己的本分。
Fulfill your responsibility.
要珍惜这不多的时间。
And cherish that limited time.
所以我们在这里讲到母亲，我们没有时间细讲，我们把经文念过啊。
We don't have time to go over the details. Let's just read some scriptures.
那个反面的见解，利百加，创世纪二十七章。
We know some negative example in Genesis 27.Rebecca.
Time 的关系，我来读。利百加就对他儿子雅各说：“我听见你父亲对你哥哥以扫说，你去把野兽带来，做成美味给我吃，我好在未死之先，在耶和华面前给你祝福。现在我儿，你要照着我所吩咐你的，听从我的话。你到羊群里去，给我拿两只肥山羊羔来。”我便照你父亲所爱的给他做成美味，你拿到父亲那里给他吃，在他未死之先给你祝福。雅各对他母亲利百加说，我哥哥以扫浑身有毛，我身上却是光滑的，倘若我父亲摸着我，必以为我欺哄人，我就遭咒诅，不得祝福。他母亲对他说，我儿，你遭的咒诅归到我身上，你只管听我的话，去把羊羔给我拿来，他便去拿来交给他母亲等等啊，我们就停在这。在这里我们看见利百加身上，我为什么用圣经上一个这么重要的女人来做反面的例子。
The reason I picked Rebecca's example as she's such an important figure in Bible. I want to use her as the admission.
她在以色列历史上是非常重要的一个人。
She was a very important role in the Jewish history.
但是他在教养孩子的事情上却是一个大失败。
But she failed miserably regarding to teaching her children.
他不仅仅在这里很明显地表达了他的偏心。
Not only she showed her favoritism.
人会偏心，因为人自己的自私。
No, sometimes we show partiality because we are selfish.
所以我们会有自己的喜爱跟偏爱。
Because we have our own preference.
他不仅仅表达了偏心，而造成了两个兄弟之间的仇恨。
Not only she showed partiality, but because of that, her two sons became enemy to one another.
不光雅各跟以扫之间的仇恨，也是他们后代子孙一直历世历代为敌。
And Jacob and Esau, they became enemies.
带来了一个非常可怕的结果。
It brought up a very miserable condition.
另外一方面，我们在利百加身上看见一个很大的失败，就是他养孩子不是为神养。
And the other thing we saw, the failure of Rebecca is she raised her children not for God's sake.
她的动机也不对。
Her motive was wrong.
她只是为了让这个偏爱的孩子能够得到好处。
What she wants was that the son, her favorite son, will be benefited.
得到祝福。
Would receive blessing.
她就甚至不择手段，用欺骗的手腕。
And whatever way.She can use.
连孩子都比他有良心的感觉，怕遭到父亲的咒诅。他说：“这个咒诅归到我身上。”
Even Jacob himself realized this is not right to do, but Rebecca just said, "Okay, let the curse be on me."
这是一个太可怕的错误。
This is a very big mistake.
不光撒谎是一个错误，根本不敬畏神，不让孩子懂得敬畏神。
She didn't teach her children to fear God.
所以雅各到了78岁离家出走的时候，才第一次体会到说神真在这里，我竟然不知道。
So at the age of 78, when Jacob first left home, that's the very first time he realized, oh, God is here, God is real.
利百加有福气，当他妈养他养了78年。
Rebecca being a mom to raise Jacob for 78 years.
但是却居然没有把这个孩子跟神之间第一手的关系建立起来。
But she didn't do her job to build a relationship between Jacob and God.
那第二个亚他利亚历代志下二十二章。
And then Second Chronicles, chapter 22 talks about Athaliah.
我们也很快的看一下。
Maybe we just quickly, look at the verses.
第二节到第四节。
Verse 2 to 4.
亚哈谢登基的时候年四十二岁。也有可能二十二岁啊，就是在耶路撒冷作王一年，他母亲名叫亚他利亚，她是耶洗别的女儿，亚他利亚是耶洗别的女儿，是暗利的孙女。亚哈谢也行亚哈家的道，因为他母亲给他主谋，使他行恶。他行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，像亚哈家一样，因为他父亲死后，有亚哈家的人，那这就是他的母亲啊。给他主谋以致败坏，再一次让我们看见养孩子都不是为神来养。
Once again, we see the counter example when one raised his children, her children, not for God's sake, but for her own.
虽然他孩子生下来是做王的，在以色列家这么重要的角色。
Even though she, her children is the king, it's the most important role in the nation.
但是这个母亲却不带他走正路。
But this mom did not bring him to the path of righteousness.
让这个王一年以后就被神废掉，神没有办法用他。
Just one year, he was abolished.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们孩子的价值在乎我们怎么样对待他。
So the value of our children, it greatly depend upon how we raise them.
千万不要只把重点放在他的学术上。
Never just focus on their academic achievement.
要在乎他跟神的关系。
You need to pay special attention to their relationship.
哈拉跟玛利亚我就不多说了，他们是非常敬畏神啊，让神的话愿意成就在他们身上的人。
And there are positive examples here. We don't have time. It talks about Hannah, talk about Mary. Both of them, they pray that God's will be done in them.
哈拿很特别，她不仅仅为神生孩子。
Hannah is very special. Not only she bear children for God.
她说：“神啊，如果你把我你给我一个儿子，我让他终身归给你。”英文是说借给你。
So she said to God that if you give me a son, I will lend this child to you his whole life.
因为在他生不出孩子受尽羞辱的时候，他突然进到了神的痛苦，神也需要一个合用的器皿，神也需要属灵的儿子。
Because when she suffered barrenness, when she suffered that reproach, she realized that she entered into the fellowship with God because God is in the same condition, looking for a vessel, looking for a spiritual child.
因为整个神的百姓荒凉失败，国家失败，神找不到合用的器皿。
Because the whole nation was in desolation, God cannot find even one vessel He can use.
神受尽的羞辱，因为他没有一个合用的器皿。
God suffered that same reproach because
He doesn't have a spiritual children. 所以哈拿进到了神的痛苦。哈拿进入了神的痛苦，就是说：“主，你赐给我孩子，我把他终身借给你。”
So Hannah entered into the fellowship with the suffering of God. That's why she said that if you would give me a son, he would serve you his whole life.
神让他生的这个孩子。
God gave him this son.
他不光为神生孩子，他为神养孩子。
Not only she bare the son, but she also raised that son for God.
他从小教导他。
Teaching him.
断奶的时候，受到圣殿里面去，让。受到圣殿去。
After he was weaned, she sent him to the temple.
然后每一年为他带一个以弗德的小外袍给他穿上。
And year by year, she brought that effort for him.
提醒这个孩子，你是属神的人。
Reminding this son, you are a man of God.
提醒这个孩子，你是侍奉神的人。
Reminding him that you are a servant of God.
母亲每一年都带了一个以弗德外袍给他穿上。
Every year.She brought this effort.
所以圣经上说，耶和华和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
And Bible says that Samuel found favor with God and favor with man.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是一个成功的母亲哈。
She is a successful mother.
这一个伟大的母亲，太有价值的母亲。
A great mom, such a valuable asset.
她为神生孩子，她为神养孩子。
Bear children for God, raise children for God.
所以难怪保罗自称为属灵的母亲，因为他生了太多的孩子。他说：“提摩太是我的真儿子。
” No wonder Paul called himself a spiritual mom. He bears so many children. And then, so he even said that Timothy is my true son.
所以我巴不得我们在座的每一个人。
I hope that every one of us here.
我们都有属灵的后代。
We can bear spiritual offspring.
我们也要向神求属灵的后代。
We need to ask God for spiritual offspring.
那如果神也让你成为肉身的母亲。
If God indeed make you a mother.
要为了这个角色感谢神。
You need to be thankful for that role.
要在这个角色上不住的长进。
And you need to keep growing in this role.
要照着主的教训和警戒来养育自己的孩子。
According to the admonition of the Lord to teach them.
让他在神手中成为合用的器皿。
So your children can become a ready vessel.
所以撒母耳成为一个扭转世代的人。
Samuel.Ended up becoming the vessel who turned the tide.
他把黑暗的士师时代结束，带进了大卫的国度。
He ended that dark, dark age in the age of judges.
玛利亚因为情愿让主的话成就在他身上，他引进了基督。
Same thing with Mary, because she was willing that the word of God can be fulfilled in her life, that she ushered in the era of Christ.
更不要说转移世代了，他是影响整个人类了。
And Jesus turned the whole world upside down.
玛利亚把耶稣带来了。
Mary is the vessel God can use.
希望我们今天每一个人在各处都能够把耶稣服侍出来。
I pray that every one of us.Wherever we are, we can bring in Christ to people around us.
因为主说，听见主的道又遵行的，比玛利亚还要有福。
Because Jesus said, those who hear the word of God and obey and keep it, they are more blessed.
主耶稣说，听了神的道又遵行的，他就是我的母亲。
And Jesus said, he who hear the word of God and keep it, they are my mothers and brothers and sisters.
我们感谢神。
Let's thank the Lord.
我们就一起祷告，好不好？
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。我希望有些弟兄姊妹为了我们中间的母亲，也为着属灵上神兴起更多这样子的器皿。
Can I ask some of you to pray for the mothers among us and ask God to raise up the vessels, spiritual mothers among us?
为我们的教会求祝福。
Then ask for blessings for this church.
Amen.